Key takeaways from primaries in California, Iowa, other states. On Tuesday, voters across the United States, including those in California, the most populous U.S. state, Iowa, New Mexico, and Montana, went to the polls. In California, several races remain uncalled, including the tight gubernatorial primary. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass advanced to the November runoff, while her opponent has yet to be called. Here's what to know about election night in America's largest state and elsewhere. Iowa, Montana Senate races. In Iowa, Republican Representative Ashley Hinson will face off against Democratic State Representative Josh Turek in the contest for the Senate seat held by Senator Joni Ernst, who is retiring. Turek won the Democratic nomination for the open U.S. Senate seat in a landslide against State Senator Zach Walls. The Democrat, a two-time Paralympic gold medalist, flipped a State House seat blue in 2022. Democrats are looking to flip the U.S. Senate seat, which is ranked by nonpartisan Cook Political Report as leans Republican. Former U.S. Attorney Kurt Alma easily won the Republican Senate primary in Montana. Alma will face retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Alani Bankhead on November 3. The winner in November will succeed Senator Steve Daines, who decided not to run for re-election. Given that Montana is a heavily Republican state, Alma, who was endorsed by President Donald Trump, is the heavy favorite. Key battleground races set. In New Jersey's 7th Congressional District, the matchup in November will be between former Navy pilot Rebecca Bennett, a Democrat, and incumbent GOP Representative Tom Keene Jr. Democrats are looking to flip the seat, with the Cook Political Report ranking the district as a toss-up. Keene has been absent from Congress for months. In late April, the congressman said he was dealing with a personal medical issue without providing specifics. Keene, whose father is former Republican New Jersey Governor Tom Keene Sr., said on Tuesday that he expects to return to in-person work in the next few weeks. In Iowa's 1st Congressional District, incumbent Republican Representative Marionette Miller Meeks will face Christina Bohannon for the third time. This is a swing district Miller Meeks narrowly won in 2024. In Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, incumbent GOP Representative Zach Nunn will face Democrat Sarah Trone Garriott. Neither candidate faced a primary opponent. This is also a swing district. California governor's race uncalled. The lineup for the California gubernatorial election, which was shaken in recent weeks by the departure of former frontrunner Representative Eric Swalwell, remains uncalled. By the end of the night, Republican Steve Hilton was in first place with 27.8% to former Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra's 25.4%, with 58% reporting. If those numbers hold, the two are poised to advance to the general election in November. Historically, Republicans outperformed the initial round of voting in California statewide politics, which features an open primary system where the top two vote-getters advance regardless of party, but fall behind in the general election after support consolidates around the Democratic candidate. Newcomer beats Trump-backed candidate in Iowa. In Iowa, Zach Land defeated four Republicans, including President Donald Trump-endorsed Representative Randy Feenstra, to win the GOP primary for Iowa's gubernatorial race. Lan, a self-described farmer and businessman, defeated Feenstra by a razor's edge with 37.8% of the vote to Feenstra's 37%. He'll face off against Democratic nominee Rob Sand, the state auditor of Iowa, in the general election on November 3. Feenstra had been endorsed by Trump and was considered the front-runner by observers, despite signs of growing support for Lan. But Feenstra late Tuesday called Lan to concede the race, locking in an upset that defied the odds leading into election night. Over in New Mexico, voters also made their picks for gubernatorial candidates. Former U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is the Democrats' pick to face Republican nominee Gregory Hull. While the state leans blue, it's been eyed by Republican strategists in recent years. Bass advances in L.A. mayor's race. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass advanced to the November runoff election for Los Angeles mayor. Reality TV star Spencer Pratt and Los Angeles City Councilmember Nithya Raman lead 11 other candidates in the race for runner-up. The runner-up will face Bass in the runoff election on November 3. Base campaigned on issues including affordability, public safety, and homelessness. Pratt focused his campaign on crisis management, fiscal responsibility, government reform, public safety, homelessness, infrastructure improvements, support for small businesses, and oversight of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. California House Primaries. California voters also picked candidates in several key districts. In outgoing Representative Nancy Pelosi's district, based in San Francisco, Scott Wiener will face off against City Councilwoman Connie Chan in November. Chan was endorsed by Pelosi. In California's newly redrawn 48th congressional district near San Diego, some polls had indicated that two Republicans could win the primary, but that didn't materialize. Republican San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond won the top spot in the primary to replace outgoing Representative Daryl Issa. Issa opted to retire instead of running in the newly redrawn San Diego district that aims to favor Democrats. San Diego City Councilwoman Marnie Vaughn Wilpert won the remaining spot on the November ballot, beating eight other Democrats.